He moved away from the carpet bag and dropped into a lotus position. Wo put two fingers to his forehead. Let me think, I must use my brains and solve this.
Don't just sit there, man, said Diggs. Find a gun and shoot.
He ran to the edge of the basket, aimed both revolvers, and pulled the triggers. Loud clicks occurred.
Damn, I forgot to reload after shooting the swan.
The dragon belched fire again and just missed the basket. The beast rose to the level of the gondola and faced the occupants.
Why do you invade my domain? The dragon bellowed. I am the great chasm dragon, ruler of this ravine. Who dares to come here uninvited?
The dragon's head was as large as the entire basket of the balloon. His massive eyes were the size of dinner plates, the teeth as long as stalactites. Smoke came out of its cavernous nostrils. The beast inhaled, preparing to flame anew. Wo jumped to his feet and ran over to the saber. He slipped once on the mildly damp wood. Wo yanked it from the wooden floor and waved it in the air.
Surrender, lizard, he squeaked.
One of the giant dragon's eyes squinted almost shut.
Is an insect speaking to me?
What do you want?
Yelped both Diggs and Wo at the same time. Wo charged toward the railing, waving his sword in the air. Diggs retreated to the carpet bag to rummage for ammunition. He threw items out of the bag helter-skelter until he found a handful of bullets.
No one dares to invade my realm, said the beast. I am going to cook you and eat you, white-dressed man, and you, stick-waving companion.
The gigantic dragon took another deep inhalation. Diggs straightened up and turned towards the creature. He transferred both pistols into his left hand and shoved a bullet towards each pistol. His hands trembled, and not one bullet went into his guns. The pellets scattered and bounced all over the floor of the basket. Diggs switched one pistol to his right hand and raced towards the railing.
Wait, O great lizard, said Wo.
He ran away from the railing towards the rag nest. He plucked up some rags with the tip of the saber, reached down and grabbed one piglet with his left hand. Wo lifted it to the sky and yelled,
Something to appease your royal hunger?
The beast yawned and a little smoke dribbled out of its mouth.
Bah! That wouldn't fill my back tooth.
Help! Squealed the little pig. Put me down! I wet myself!
Then will I do? Said Wo.
He flung down the piglet and leaped up on the railing. He balanced on the thin edge and bent his knees. Wo clasped the saber in one hand and lifted it above his head. He stared at the mouth of the creature.
One, two, three, four, Wo said out loud.
Chang, why are you counting? Said Diggs. Don't do what I think you're stupidly planning.
He swerved toward Wo, threw down one pistol, clutched at Wo's pant leg, but missed. The dragon flamed. Timing it perfectly, Wo leaped over the fire. Diggs's fingers got singed. Wo landed on the dragon's back, just behind the head. He could barely straddle the broad neck. A huge neck spur just missed impaling him. Wo faced the beast's tail.
Amazing how hot the skin is, yelled Wo. I can barely hang on.
Wo, what the hell are you doing? Said Diggs. Come back, or I'll jump over as well.
Diggs stared as Wo clung on. Diggs raised the one empty pistol. Now Wo flung himself backward, landing flat on his back. He looked toward the dragon's tail, but his head pointed towards the dragon's head. Wo grasped the saber with both hands, raised the weapon skyward, blindly reached over his head, and plunged the blade down into the beast's eye. The dragon screamed, belched more flame, and its globe exploded. The beast writhed in the air and tried to scrape at the weapon in its punctured eye. Its limbs were too short. The creature could not dislodge the saber from its orb. The giant chasm dragon plummeted back into the chasm. Blood and ichor poured from the giant dragon's eyeball. Diggs screamed as Wo barely hung onto the neck with his legs. Wo plummeted into the ravine.
Farewell, Oscar, my friend. Au revoir, until we meet again.
Diggs rushed to the gondola railing.
Chang!